The chairman of Sudan's high-level task force for COVID-19, Professor Sadiq Taur, issued a statement shortly after the task force meeting in Khartoum last night, saying all schools, universities, and places of worship must be shut down for a period of 30 days, effective today. Health authorities in Khartoum and other areas across the country continue to record new infections of COVID-19 despite directives to wear face masks in public and to continue social distancing, said the statement. The task force says cumulative epidemiological statistics from the Federal Ministry of Health show that out of more than 65,000 samples collected since the beginning of the pandemic, nearly 35,000 people tested positive. The panel's report says 1,116 people have died from COVID-19 within the past 2 weeks, most of whom were 60 or older. All social events and public gatherings in halls and clubs are banned for 1 month, said the statement. Prayer services in mosques and churches are also suspended. The committee also advised all public and private essential institutions to reduce their workforce to 50% to prevent the spread of the virus. Health authorities say they expect the number of infections to exceed 100,000 in the first and second weeks of June if people continue to ignore health guidelines to wear face masks and social distance. Some parents and students in Khartoum are not happy with the decision. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Thomas Batista Balash, a graduate of English and Literature at Comboni College in Khartoum, says he was in the middle of preparing for his graduation ceremony, which had been postponed several times.
I already started inviting friends, inviting family, okay, and relatives as well, and they all prepared themselves. I don't know how to face them now, honestly. I don't know how to call them back, especially my mother in South Sudan, because this is the second time for her to prepare herself for coming, and then she received a call from me, hey, you don't have to come.
Khartoum resident Manal Osman says she's afraid that the decision will affect her primary two daughters' education because she will be wasting time in the house. She says the school fees she paid this year was a waste.
This academic year was only 2 months, and pupils have not learned anything at all. Our children have wasted a lot of time. Secondly, schools are supposed to begin the examinations next week. The decision will negatively affect them.
13-year-old Basant Muhammad Ali, a senior one student at Ustaza Noor Secondary School in Khartoum's Jabra neighborhood, says she worries about her future. Basant says she only studied 3 months out of 9 months regular calendar year.
I am down now because I feel my future is not clear. I am afraid whether I will continue with my studies, sit for a national exams or not. I am afraid that what I have studied will be forgotten.
Sudanese authorities also announced a ban on all passengers arriving or connecting flights from India over the past 14 days. All commuters arriving from border crossing through the neighboring Egypt and Ethiopia will be examined, and all those tested positive will be quarantined. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.